Daniel chapter 4. King Nebuchadnezzar, to all the peoples, nations, and languages that live in all the earth, peace and prosperity to you. I am pleased to publish the signs and wonders that the Most High God has done for me. How great are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his rule is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was resting in my house and prospering in my palace. I saw a dream that made me afraid, and the thoughts on my bed and visions of my head terrified me. Therefore, I made a decree to summon all the wise men of Babylon before me, so that they might make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Then the magicians, enchanters, Chaldean astrologers, and fortune-tellers came in, and I told them about the dream, but they could not tell me its meaning. At last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told him the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Tell me the meaning of the visions I saw in my dream. Here are the visions of my head lying on my bed. I looked and saw a tree in the middle of the earth. Its height was great. The tree grew tall and strong, and its height reached to heaven, and it was visible to the ends of the entire earth. Its foliage was beautiful, and its fruit plentiful, providing food for all. Under it the animals of the field found shade, and the birds of the heaven nested in its branches, and all living creatures were fed from it. I looked in the visions of my head while lying on my bed, and a messenger, a holy one, came down from heaven. He cried out, Cut down the tree, cut off its branches, strip off its leaves, and scatter its fruit. Let the animals get out from under it, and the birds out of its branches. But leave the stump and its root in the ground, with a band of iron and bronze around it, in a field with the tender grass. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals in the grass of the earth. Let his mind be changed from that of a human's, and let a beast's mind be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. The sentence is by the decree of the messengers, and the decision by the word of the holy ones, so that those living may know that the Most High rules over the kingdom of humans, and gives it to whomever he wants, and sets up over it the lowliest of people. This is the dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, saw. Now you, Belteshazzar, explain to me what it means, for none of the wise men of my kingdom were able to tell me what it meant. But you are able, because the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was troubled for a while, and his thoughts alarmed him. The king said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or the interpretation terrify you. Belteshazzar replied, My lord, the dream be for those who hate you, and its interpretation to your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew tall and strong, whose height reached to heaven, and was visible to the ends of the entire earth, whose foliage was beautiful, and its fruit plentiful, providing food for all, under it the animals of the field used to live, and the birds of the heaven used to nest in its branches. It is you, O king. You are grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to heaven, and your rule is to the ends of the earth. When the king saw a holy messenger coming down from heaven, saying, Cut down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the ground, and a band of iron and bronze in a field, with the tender grass. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals of the grass of the earth, until seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and it is the decree of the Most High that has come upon my lord the king. you will be driven from human community, and your dwelling will be with the animals of the field. You will be fed grass like oxen, and will be wet with the dew of heaven. 7 times will pass over you until you realize that the Most High rules over the kingdom of humans and gives it to whomever he pleases. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom will be restored to you after you realize that heaven does rule. Therefore, O King, please accept my advice and break off committing sins by doing righteousness, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps then your prosperity may be prolonged. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. After 12 months he was walking in the royal palace of Babylon. The king said, Is not this the great Babylon that I have built for a royal residence, by the strength of my power, and for my glorious majesty? While these words were still in the king's mouth, a voice came from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is proclaimed, the kingdom is removed from you. You will be driven from human community, and you will live with the animals of the field. You will be fed grass like oxen, and 7 times will pass over you until you realize that the Most High rules over the kingdom of human beings and gives it to whomever he pleases. That very moment the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from human community and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, until his hair had grown long like eagle's feathers, and his nails became like bird's claws. At the end of those days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me. I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever, for his rule is an everlasting rule, and his kingdom from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are considered as nothing. He does whatever he wants with the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth. There is no one who can stop his hand, or say to him, What are you doing? At the same time my reason returned to me, the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and splendor also was restored to me. Then my advisers and my lords sought me out, and I was reestablished in my kingdom, with more greatness than I had before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, extol, and honor the King of Heaven, for all his works are right and his ways just. Those who walk in pride he is able to bring down. Daniel chapter 4.